The mail, of course, came in on the truck once a week. And as I recall it, there wasn't any crowd like you might expect to find at, say, a general store in say, Chattanooga on mail day. Mail day there, where everybody came in from up the road and down toward El Dorado and wherever there was any old-timer living, well, he came in on mail day. But at the Circle Hot Springs, it didn't work that way, as I remember. Somebody else might say, gee whiz, the place was overflowing. We didn't get much mail. We got some, and so I never paid much attention to the place. The only thing that interested me about the post office was the store was there, and we used to buy goodies there. At that time, Hershey Chocolate Kisses were very, very popular and on the upswing. And also, I was a peanut butter nut. And so the only interest the store held for me were chocolate kisses and peanut butter sandwiches. However, the mail did come in. Whenever Oscar Bradley came in, I'm sure he brought the mail. Incidentally, later on, I went to work for the post office. This would be about 1947. And to show you how casual things were still at that date, Maury Smith, who later became a broadcaster for the KFAR, I think it was, a newscaster, was at that time connected with the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service. And he had to go out to the Circle Country every now and then. And he stopped by to see if there was any mail for people along the way. And we'd give it to him. You know, it didn't make any difference. We knew Maury was honest. And so we'd give him mail for people along the route, and then we'd give him what they call the sealed pouch for Circle and Circle Hot Springs. A sealed pouch was nothing more than two pieces of a pretty tough string clamped together by a lead weight, and it was clamped together with a post office seal. And when it reached the postmaster, he just cut the string and opened up the pouch. But back in 1935, Oscar brought the mail to us.